This is Embracing Change with Lakrita Bowman and Jennifer Osborne.
Going beyond the surface is so important. And I think as we think about all of the different ways that there has been division, and you think about what has that looked like for you within your own body, again, back to that example of those little white children, that's dissonance. That's division in the body. Their bodies were physically feeling afraid.
Exactly.
Fearful. But then what they saw was like, oh, but we're supposed to be celebrating? Like, that's, that division is a disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that unlearning has to come back and kind of reconcile. So I think part of this is really getting people back in their bodies. What are you feeling? I know this is what you're saying, but when you really look at that person and you hear the pain, or you hear the pain of that mother who lost their son, what is your body actually feeling? And kind of getting that integrated piece there to the point of dying, I need you to die to what you're thinking. I need you to die to what you've been taught. I need you to die to the things that you believe are even truth, and be willing to see the humanity in someone else who doesn't look like you. And so I think there's that integration piece that needs to happen, because we have been so individually, internally divided, that there has to be work that the individual is willing to do first, or it's not going to ripple effect into a community. And honestly, I think there are some people, some leaders who haven't done that individual work first. And that's why it feels even more difficult, because they're feeling that internal division while they're trying to address community and communal division.
Exactly. And I think that that happens so often as we live out our lives. And ever since I've been on this journey, on the 9th of this month, it'll be 31 years.
Mm.
You know, I don't know, but even this morning I was processing some things, and I just know that I'm only responsible for me. Like, and being the great, taking on that ownership to take care of me then really opens up space for me to help God take care of others. Because I cannot give you what I do not have. I cannot pour onto you what's not in me.
No.
And I'm only going to reproduce what's in me. It's just what it is. And so when you say that, you talk about, you know, we talk about body language.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do it, we always talk about it in people's facial expressions or the way they move. But I think that the reason that people do all of that is your body speaking about what's going on internally. So you may not say it.
Yes.
But you feel it and you express it, because your body is a language. It has its own language.
It does have its own language.
It has its own language in ways that if you are divided within yourself, then you're going to be divided. Whatever message you give is going to be divided.
Oh yeah.
And so until 100%. You have that, and you know, when I look at the scripture in James 1:23 in the Passion, it says, if you listen to the word and don't live out the message you hear, you become like a person who looks in the mirror of the word to discover the reflection of his face in the beginning. You perceive how God sees you in the mirror of the word, but then you go out and forget the divine origin.
Mm.
But those who set their gaze deeply into the perfecting law of liberty are fascinated by and responded to the truth they hear and are strengthened by it. They experience God's blessings in all that they do.
Mm-hmm.
If someone believes they have a relationship with God, but fails to guard his word, then in his heart is drifting away and his religion is shallow and empty.
Mm-hmm.
True spirituality that is pure in the eyes of our Father God is to make a difference in the lives of the orphans, the widows, in their troubles, and to refuse to be corrupted by the world's values.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. And so
it's a good translation. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that, it goes back to what you're saying, whether it's epigenetics or whether it is undivided. Mm-hmm. How do we take those two places and help people heal before they are cured? Because you, and then when I say heal now, because you will be cured later, because all of us going to die physically. Yes. And so, but if you could help, you know, what are some of those things that you intertwine those two with the trauma and the pain? And
Yeah, I think it goes back to, and I think I shared this quote last time from author Alex L. And she says, healing is an act of community care. Meaning, when I experience healing, when I do the work, in the context of this conversation, to become undivided within my own body, when I do that, that helps to bring healing to the whole community. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people, it's easy for us to start with the community. I got to heal the community. I got to do my job. It's like, but what are you doing internally?
Right.
Like, have you experienced being undivided within your own body? Like, what has that looked like for you before you try to attempt to do that for someone else? And so I think a part of it is, again, having that mirror moment, looking at yourself, understanding the trauma that you've had, uncovering what those tags might be that you didn't even realize were there, and you doing that individual work so that you are operating from a place of greater healing and wholeness to be able to bring that into a space. Because I think what's unintentionally happening is undivided individuals, so essentially that's dissonance within your body, are coming into communities trying to make things right. But if you don't have that within yourself, to your point, how are you going to give something you don't have? It might work for a little bit, but it's not going to be lasting.
And the neat thing about it is that, I'm going to piggyback off of what you say, it will last for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share with what I mean by that. I believe the Bible, again, in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, first the natural, then the spiritual. So God works from outside sometimes, most of the time in. You know what I mean? Iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually whatever I dislike in you is probably in me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to fix you real quick because it's easier to me to consider fixing you. So working in the community, have an advocating for the people, I believe God has used that for me. Like, you know, as it was part of the healing journey, he gave, you know, after about 3 years of my own journey, then gave me a vision. And that vision was more about my healing. And I, don't get me wrong, he was doing a double-edged sword, is what I call it. As it talks about in Hebrew, where he was cutting in, when the double, I think it's in Hebrew 4, when it says that his word is a double sword. Mm-hmm. It cuts going in and it cuts coming out.
Yes.
And so, and he was doing that for my life through the outside of the community, a vision that he gave me, but that was all about the healing of the inside of Lakrita.
Mm.
And so it was to get me to a space where I would sit still long enough to look at what I didn't have. And who and the every person that I have had opportunity over the 26 years of ministry has guided me to this space. They've been a sword or knife or mirror to help me get to a place where I can sit still in myself and realize who I am and what I am not and what areas I still need to submit to God with.
Yes.
And so, but being able to rectify that and reconcile is what I call it.
Yes.
You know, it's a reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has given us all the ministry. That is a ministry. I don't care who is whoever has confessed Christ.
Mm.
I don't care what you think you don't have. Who you think you not.
Mm.
What has happened to you?
Yes.
What you have experienced. The one, he gave us all different gifts, but the one he gave all of us.
Mm.
I don't care in humanity when he, on that cross, when he said it is finished, when he went to the tomb, when he came back out, when he arose again, when he ascended and he sits on the right-hand side of the Father, he gave us the gift of reconciliation. Mm. That is a gift that everyone, mm-hmm. he left us that. And that means to reconcile yourself to him, then reconcile yourself to you, because the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. Love someone else the way you love you. So if those are the commandment, he said, I'm going to take 10 and cut them down to 2. Because you so complicated humanity. And so I'm going to take the 10 that I gave you in Moses, and I'm going to bring those 10, and I'm going to fold them together, and I'm going to send my son, and then my son's only going to give you 2. Mm-hmm. And that's love him and love others. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's it. And you, if you do that, you reconcile, you have the gift of reconciliation, as he talks about in Corinthians, that I've given you that to reconcile yourself, a reconciliation. Mm-hmm. In other words, love God and love you and love others. Reconcile yourself.
Yes.
Find yourself to find peace in all that you are and all that you become. Mm-hmm. Find a way to not be undivided in life. Look in the mirror before you look out the window.
Yes.
And see what God is asking you to become for you so you can become it for others. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what, you know, even, you know, a lot of people resist the journey of undivided in the classrooms and the breakouts because I think they're not ready.
Yes.
To look at not just about race. Mm-hmm. And the experiences of a difference, but they're not ready to reconcile themselves with themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's hard when people are faced with their unconscious bias, when it just is brought to them. Yeah, they want to just deny it because people are uncomfortable with changing themselves.
Because we are biased with each other in the same race. So it's, that's why I said we are biased in the same with humanity.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? It's it's not a, you know, it is, but it isn't. I don't want no race people coming after me. But I'm just, you know, well, when I say that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying my point is that it's humanity that we're divided in.
Right.
Mm. We don't respect and love each other. Mm-mm. You know, we just find ways. And I say that I find myself looking at stuff all the time about me. It's like, why does that bother me so much?
Right.
You know what I mean? Why don't I like her? I like him? Like, why do they get on my nerves?
Or why does this situation bother me? Or a million other questions, right?
You know, it's, but I go to the deeper why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I go to the deeper why of why is this happening? What is this? Why? And I start with me.
Yeah.
Why am I, first of all, why am I giving it this much attention?
Right. Yeah.
Why is it all up in my space? What is this really about? You know, because I'm so direct. And so, you know, I've been challenged, you know, been encouraged to look at some things differently. And this space, and I processed it this morning, the space that this person has asked me to look at, I really got, I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, I know what you've asked me to do. And I'm going to do what you've asked me to do first. Humans, they only confirm. You use them for maybe confirmation. Verily, 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 I say unto you. So as when the Lord says verily, verily, he means, you know, or if he repeats 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, honey, he wants to say it twice. Right. And so he uses his people to confirm.
Look at this.
Look, stinky, I'm talking to you. Didn't you just hear me say that this morning? Now I'm you hearing it again this afternoon with somebody that's a total stranger, don't even know your name. And they'd be like, dang.
I felt that.
And so I just know that when I'm about to ready to go on a new journey of to look at some deeper things in my life, the Lord has a visitation with me. And like he said in his word, my sheep know my voice and not another they shall follow. People always ask me, how do you know the voice of God? Because it's going to tell me something I wouldn't dare tell myself because I already think I know every daggone thing. So that's one way I know it. Because if it's oppositional to what I would tell myself, it's probably not me. That's how I know the spirit of the whole. That's how I know the voice of the Spirit of God through the Holy Spirit. That's how I know. But I don't know how you know.
Funny.
You know, everybody got their own way of knowing it. So, but when he shares things with me and he says things like, I'm taking you on a new journey, Lucreta, and I'm going to ask you to be considerate, to look at things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. I share with you that this is going to be an unprecedented year. Mm. You know, I need you to see people. And this is true. Like, I need you to truly see them for who they are. Like, I, all their ugliness, everything about them. I'm not going to ask you to go into denial. But I'm going to need you not to respond. I'm going to need you not to react. I'm going to need you to be still and know that I'm God and that I can. I need to use you as a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to reflect more of me than you do of you. So, in other words, your image and your likeness needs to, you know, you have an opportunity. You can choose. I don't want to say have to or need, because I don't have to and I don't need, you know, he would like me to. Mm. But I choose. He's given me an opportunity of growth and development to be healed in areas that I've been broken and I've been scarred and I've had trauma and I've had markers. And he's saying we can heal these markers, but it's going to take some death on your part.
Yeah.
And I am going to not ask you to always think it's about you either.
Mm.
Because I think if we listen to people more and more and more in an intent way, it's so amazing how stuff becomes about us. More than it, you know, and it's like, so I'm going to need you to get you out of the way. And I don't know how you're going to do that, but you'll figure it out. And so, because this part that I want to heal and make you whole has been divided so long, where you cannot really go to the next level of how I knew Judas was going to betray me. I knew when I chose him, he was going to be the one. I never stopped loving him. And I never changed my posture towards him. And what I'm encouraging you to do is know that people are going to hurt you. And they're going to betray you. But it isn't about you. It is more about me using you as a reflection, like my father used me as a reflection to create disciples. Mm. So until you can do that, Lucreta, I can't use you in the highest level that I want to. I knew Peter would deny me. Mm. One repented, one committed suicide, but they both had the same opportunity. And that would be the ministry of reconciliation. Peter decided to go back and do what he always did out of shame, out of guilt, out of regret, out of I'm no good no more. Judas decided to throw the coins at the people when he had a revelation, and instead of repenting, he purged himself and killed himself. They both had the same. They both did the same thing. Every disciple is undivided. Every disciple he chose had biases. Every disciple he chose had trauma. But he still knew that he was going to be a reflection of his father. And I know that that's what he is asking of me in this season. That I know you see what you see. I don't want you to deny it. It is what it is. You know it. And yet, what I want you to know is that I want you to look more like me than what you feel, what you think, what you perceive to be true. Yeah. Because the same way I knew you when you was laying in that prison bed, I knew how to get you where you are. And now I need to know I can trust you mm-hmm. to help me help other people get to where they need to be. Because I knew Judas, and I knew Peter. I knew Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I knew they all had their problems.
Mm. You just preached the whole message.
I know, right?
Message.
But those are the things that are difficult, though, to reconcile yourself to God in that way. Mm-hmm. Because that takes you to truly... takes you to a different level of healing. Mm-hmm. It takes you to a level of dying, which is the cure. The cure is death. Mm. And to take the knife to your own throat and make you be the self-sacrifice and taking yourself to that place where you lay yourself on the altar and ask God to do whatever he needs to do in you to become more like him. So I'm not divided in myself. So I'm not giving mixture, as it talks about too in the Bible. You know what I mean? That I'm not given a mixture. That I'm truly given a purity from God.
Let that sit.
I know, right? That's probably a really good place to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just rest in that. Yep. Before we actually go... if someone is interested in Undivided, what do they need to do to get involved?
Yeah, they can go online. Our website is undivided.us, and they will find all the information there about what we do, who we are, how we can serve their community or organization.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us. This has been so great.
Thank you.
Can you come back for like
everyone? I would love to come back. Yes.
Instead of co-hosting, we could have a try-hosting.
Yeah. Thank you for having me and for what y'all do.
Mm. Oh, gladly. Thanks so, so much.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, until next time.
The year was 1924. A missions worker from Dayton, Ohio, realized that Cincinnati was in need of its own mission. A vision was born after working with business leaders in the area, including James N. Gamble of Procter & Gamble fame. Throughout its 100-year history, City Gospel Mission has worked tirelessly in the community to break the cycle of poverty and despair as a beacon of hope to the homeless, those recovering from life-controlling issues, youth, and those needing job services. City Gospel Mission has also stayed true to being Christ-centered, as the founders intended when they laid the foundation of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We look forward to our next 100 years for changing lives and saving souls. Thanks. You've been listening to the Embracing Change podcast. Music production and mastering by Gone Coastal Productions. Podcast editing and production by Jennifer Osborne. Podcast copyright 2023 by Lakrita Bowman.